Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Just outside of Pittsburgh, Kansas, is an unlikely destination for fried chicken lovers. Nearly right next to each other are two iconic restaurants known for their fried chicken and their charm.
We try to treat people as family because that's how we want treated. You know, we're in business, yes, but we want to make you feel special and your family feel special when you come.
Coming up, we'll hear about Chicken Annie's and Chicken Mary's. That's after the news. Wichita police say they need more time to decide on whether they will request a second robot dog. Captain Aaron Moses told the city council yesterday that the department bought a robot dog from Radico in May. The dog was on display at Riverfest, but Moses says officers have only had 1 hour of training with the robot.
Radico has been activated and heavily involved in safety services for FIFA 2026 across the country with the use of Spot robotic dogs to do that, which has delayed our ability to have full in-person training.
The department planned to have one robot for its bomb squad and one for its SWAT team. The council told the police department it needed to see how the department used the robots before it approved a second dog. Police say they need until January to train officers and to make that presentation to the council. Online enrollment has begun for Wichita Public School students in 1st through 12th grades. Parents can enroll by logging into their ParentView account. Families who are new to the district can create a ParentView account through a link at usd259.org/enroll. Families who speak a language other than English can attend a multilingual enrollment event this Thursday from 11 to 7 at the district headquarters at Lincoln and Edgemoor. All kindergarten families will need to enroll in person. In-person enrollment begins July 27th. The first day of school for most students is August 13th. Registered voters in Sedgwick County can now view sample ballots and polling sites for the upcoming primary election. The election in August will determine which nominees will advance to the general election in November. Depending on party and location, races on the ballot could include U.S. House and Senate, governor, county commission, and state House representatives. Officials say reviewing ballots makes the voting experience faster and easier. It can also help voters research candidates. The primary election is August 4th, and the deadline to register to vote in that election is July 14th. More information is at kansasvoterinfo.gov. A Johnson County pastor has set a record for contributions in the first campaign quarter of any U.S. Senate candidate in Kansas history. KCUR's Cassandra Isobel Flores has more.
2 months into officially launching his Democratic campaign to replace Kansas incumbent Roger Marshall for the U.S. Senate, Reverend Adam Hamilton has raised nearly $4 million, as first reported by the Kansas City Star. This record is triple of what Barbara Boyer raised in her 2019 launch quarter. She raised roughly $1.1 million. Known as the founding pastor of the nation's largest United Methodist Church, Hamilton's fundraising campaign raised more than half of what Senator Marshall raised over the course of his entire 2020 campaign. I'm Cassandra Isabel Flores.
A major thoroughfare near Wichita's North High School will be closed to traffic starting this month. The Manissa Bridge is a portion of 13th Street North over the Little Arkansas River. It will be closed for several months for repairs and restoration after it was added to the National Register of Historic Places. The overpass will be closed to vehicles until September. It will partially reopen to pedestrian traffic in August before the start of the new school year. The project will restore the surface, lighting, and structure of the bridge. Crews will also remove graffiti. A community garden at a Northeast Wichita library is sprouting this summer and expanding food access, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
The Maya Angelou Library Branch near 21st and Hillside is the smallest in Wichita's library system. It is also located in a food desert. Librarians started the Rise Community Garden earlier this year to provide fresh food. It is part of the library's mission to educate and sustain the neighborhood. Tomatoes, corn, and peppers will go to local food pantries. The space will provide educational opportunities, as well as outdoor seating for children's programming. Community Services librarian Parker Daniel says this has been a learning experience.
Gardens are ever-changing. We as the library are going to be learning right along with the community.
The branch also maintains a seed library with fruit, vegetable, and flower seeds. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
The mental health of Kansas kids seems to be trending in a positive direction after pandemic-era declines. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports on the results of a recent survey.
A longtime survey from Kansas Communities That Care asks students about suicide, substance use, and bullying. About 26,000 students took the survey. Compared to 2022, the number of students that said they experienced symptoms of depression dropped from 38% to 30%. Numbers of students with suicidal thoughts have also gone down. Officials warn those numbers are still too high, but they are trending in the right direction. The survey also revealed fewer students were vaping or using substances and experiencing online bullying. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Senior Services of Wichita is putting out an urgent call for more people to deliver Meals on Wheels. The local nonprofit says summer vacation season means many regular volunteers are not able to deliver meals. When volunteers are not available, staff members try to fill the coverage gaps, but many routes are going uncovered. The program tries to deliver about 800 lunchtime meals each weekday to homebound isolated seniors. More information is at seniorservicesofwichita.org. Volunteers are reference checked and must attend a brief orientation before their first delivery. We'll be back after this.
On the latest Marginalia, we speak with Jenny Jackson about her novel, The Shampoo Effect.
And I wanted in some ways to write a book that tips my hat to the amazing legacy of having a famous writer in a small town.
Listen at KMUW.org.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Right as you're leaving Pittsburgh, Kansas, on Highway 69, you'll see two billboards for Chicken Mary's and Chicken Annie's, two restaurants almost right next to each other. And as Rachel Schnelly reports for the Kansas News Service, the two fried chicken spots have had a friendly rivalry for more than 80 years.
As you walk into Chicken Annie's, there's a large white chicken statue that greets you. And behind it are pinball machines beeping as the staff refill the drinks. Donna Lipiklov is the owner of Chicken Annie's. She's also the granddaughter of the founder of Chicken Annie's, Annie Pickler. It started back when this area had a booming mining industry for coal.
In 1933, my grandfather was in a mine accident and lost his leg and couldn't work anymore. So what she started doing is selling chicken dinners out of her house to the local miners. And that's how she started.
Lipiklov says her grandmother was a humble lady and couldn't have imagined the restaurant to be what it is today.
She worked so hard and, you know, can't imagine, you know, when she started, she didn't have electricity. She used a coal stove and kerosene lights. So been through it all.
Less than a stone's throw away is Chicken Mary's, which oddly had very similar origins nearly 10 years later in 1942. Mary Zerngast's husband, Joe, had a heart attack while working in the mines. As Lana Brooks explains, she was a manager at Chicken Mary's for 40 years.
Back in the day, women didn't work, so the only thing they knew was housekeeping and cooking. So she thought she did pretty good chicken, so she started serving the miners and their families out of her house. And so that's how it started in 1942.
There have been rumors swirling around about the two restaurants for decades. The first one is that they were founded by sisters. But in reality, they were two women who turned to cooking for money after their husbands were debilitated in the coal mining industry. Lipiklov says she still hears this rumor at Chicken Annie's.
Everybody thinks they're sisters and they had a fight and one went one way. And it's amazing to even think some of our old time customers, when they find that out, they didn't know it.
Another rumor is that they're rivals, which would make sense considering you can literally see both restaurants at the same time. But that rumor was partially inflated because of a 2010 feature on the Travel Network show Food Wars.
And for decades, this has been the site of a vicious chicken fight. Fried chicken fight.
Chicken Mary's was crowned the winner, but Brooks says they both won that day. And frankly, comparing the two chicken restaurants helped drive sales.
It made a lot of publicity out there, a lot of people for years to come. We'll still have people that will come and they'll get a couple of chicken legs from here and run down the street and get a couple there and have their own little competition.
Both restaurants started at the kitchen table and expanded into large restaurants and staples in Pittsburgh. Both women say their favorite part of their jobs are the customers. Here's Brooks again.
We try to treat people as family because that's how we want treated. You know, we're in business, yes, but we want to make you feel special and your family feel special when you come.
As people are picking up their to-go chicken dinners on a Tuesday night at Chicken Mary's, two women are sitting at a booth enjoying their meals. One of the women, Lisa Grokowski, just moved here. She sings the praises of the chicken and the onion rings.
They're really good. They're thin. You can chew them. Some places you get onion rings, you're biting and biting. The chicken is so moist and fresh. I mean, it's just so good.
Since its establishment, Chicken Annie's has branched out into Girard. Chicken Mary's did at one point have other locations in the area, but decided to close them down. And it seems that the charm of the two chicken restaurants remains here on their chicken-focused road in southeast Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, High Plains Public Radio, and KCUR. There's more at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Your word is onomatopoeia.
Oh, come on.
Onomatopoeia.
I want to buy a new word.
Okay, your new word is sesquipedalian.
Oh, come on.
Are you a good speller or are you more like this person? It doesn't matter. Join us for You're Spelling It Wrong, KMUW's Spelling Bee for Grown-Ups. Compete for prizes or just watch the fun. There'll be pizza, adult beverages, and yes, you can buy a new word. It's a fundraiser after all. It's Friday, August 28th at the Mint Event Venue. Find out more or buy tickets at kmuw.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.